Takashi, thanks very much for joining us, and we're here to talk today about VoIP, and I think I'd like to start by asking you how VoIP has been evolving, maybe where we started with VoIP and how it's gotten to where we are today.
Right. I think that's a very good opening question, and I think the voice of IP, as the name implies, used to refer to just a very simple application that the carriers used to utilize. It used to refer to just carrying voice traffic over a data network, and one of the key drivers that the carriers wanted to have this application in place was to really combine their legacy, voice and data networks that existed in separation. And since then, actually, voice of IP has gone through a dramatic evolution, and now it is, widely accepted as a strategic technology enabler to improve workflows and business processes. So it's gone through dramatic change since its inception.
If an organization is looking into adopting VoIP, what are some of the things that they're taking into consideration or should take into consideration? What are the key business drivers behind that?
I'd like to mention the three major drivers: managing customer experience, improving productivity, and the cost savings. Of course, these things that come in different flavors, but basically, these are the three pillars of the business drivers. And just take an example of a call center setting. As you may know, customer perception is really shaped by the way they are treated when they speak to you. And it's all about the voice communication and whether it's a response time or whether you're talking to skilled advisors or if you're spending quality time with your agents. All these things will impact the way they perceive the way your business is conducted. And, customers really want to feel that they're getting the services they need. And just to quote one of our customers, comments, 30% of the customers, usually churn and move to other competitors if the call center services aren't, up to their satisfaction levels. So it's really one of the key success factors to be able to, keep up with the competitive marketplace. And what this means to the companies, that we're supporting is that basically they're trying to identify who's calling and for what purposes. Are they high-profile customers? Are they making any businesses? Are there any prospective business customers? Are they complaining about any services? So all these, questions have to be addressed. And, using voice of IP technologies, they can really incorporate a lot of business rules into their call center infrastructure. So just to mention some of the key technologies, a lot of our customers are adopting, things like skill-based routing, how to match business licenses against the customer, origin states, how to identify skills of the agents, even adapting work schedules into the call routing, rule sets is, one of the key drivers. And all these things are really improving the way the customers are doing business nowadays.
So is it reasonable to say that not only has VoIP become an option for businesses in a way that it wasn't, but it also, for the call center, for example, offers an opportunity to expand service and to improve service? So it's not just a replacement for traditional technologies, but it has also gotten to the point technologically where it's an improvement over previous service?
Right. So voice of IP was just the voice services used to be driven by technology group. It was just a dial tone service, and there was nothing else above and beyond that. And with the advent of open source architecture and open protocols, this voice technology is expanding itself into the other technology domains, such as application servers, directory services, CRM, and to name a few. And with this, paradigm shift, companies are realizing that the voice of IP is not just a transport technology, but, a business enabler to be leveraged and capitalized on.
So with that in mind, what are you seeing out in the field? What are the ways that your customers are adopting VoIP?
I would say one of the key tenets that our customers want to realize is to really consolidate the existing voice infrastructure. Just looking back on the history of the voice of IP technology again, companies used to have pretty much a fragmented, disarrayed operating model. The voice assets used to belong to different lines of businesses, different sites, different regions, different floors. And there was no way for the voice technology group to control service levels and cost associated with it. And with the introduction of the voice of IP technology, they can really break the boundaries of these lines and then try to consolidate the technology infrastructure. And this is leading to a significant savings and huge business benefits. So I think that's kind of, you know, one of the key trends that I've seen in the past in the customer's business.
And do you have any examples that you could share with us about the way customers are adopting VoIP?
The call center setting is usually, call center, you know, business is a front runner in the voice of IP technology adaptation rate, I think. They traditionally had, you know, a number of silos and the call center business units that couldn't talk to each other. And if you look at the, you know, current business trend, a lot of customers are trying to, purchase a lot of different product lines and, services, and the call center agents need to be able to share their knowledge, skills, clients, customers, and a lot of things have to be really, you know, interoperable across different call center infrastructure, and the voice of IP is really, you know, acting as a transport method to be able to, you know, break this barrier. So that's an example. Call center agents used to be, you know, sitting in a call center site. You know, it's a single building, single site, single floor. But if you look at the actual business environment, you know, you tend to have, you know, local field offices and branches that have better relationship with the customers, you know, had a good history with the customers, and they know better than the call center agent as far as, you know, addressing the customer needs. So there is a need for the call center agent to be able to route the, you know, incoming calls to these, you know, field offices, even home agents, to be able to, you know, improve the reachability for customers to you know, be connected to right agent at the right time. So this you know, call transfer capability across different call centers, different offices, different home locations is really accelerating the adaptation of the call center technologies on the voice of IP transport method.
So if I am looking into adopting VoIP for my organization and I want to engage Bearing Point, what is it that you would bring to the table to help me, to help other customers?
So Bearing Point has been doing this business, the voice of IP business, for almost 7 years since the inception of this technology. So we have seen, we have observed the entire product lifecycle, you know, since we started offering this service to our clients. And we know exactly, you know, what it takes to adapt and roll out and realize on this voice of IP, you know, benefits. And we can help provide a leadership vision, thoughts, and, you know, help customers to actually realize the benefits they've envisioned. And we know the full lifecycle of the technology and project as well. So we do a lot of strategy work, architecture, voice of the customers, RFQ, business case, execution, operational model development, and the whole nine yard. And just to name, you know, one or two, you know, key savings areas or, you know, areas to be capitalized on, you know, some of the customers are looking into the possibility of transitioning out of the current environment to engage a managed service vendor to change the existing operating model, you know, changing CapEx to expense model to, you know, be able to really take the most of the accounting advantage. You know, having a more stable technology refresh cycle and, you know, basically, you know, holding these vendors accountable for the SLAs and some other service levels.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Takashi, for taking time out and giving us an overview of VoIP today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Takashi Yoshizaki is manager with Bearing Point.